You might remember the viral video in 2015 from a high school in Columbia, South Carolina. A white school resource officer confronts a student who is black. He flips her desk on the ground and drags her out of her chair. The teacher had called the officer into the classroom because the student wouldn't give up her cell phone. The incident sparked a nationwide debate about race, discipline, and the role of school resource officers, and as Kat Chow of NPR's Code Switch reports, it prompted changes in that South Carolina school district.
It's 5:30 in the morning on a Monday. Hugh Harmon is helping his daughter get ready for school.
Do you have everything in your bag that you need to take?
Yes.
And a permission slip?
Yes.
And the money?
Kai Soleil Harmon is 13 and in the 7th grade. In a couple years, she'll be a freshman at Spring Valley High School. And for her dad, what happened at that high school 2 years ago still hits close to home.
If it was my daughter, I would absolutely lost out. My professionalism out the door, daddy protection would have came out.
Harmon heads the Black Parents Association of the Richland II School District, which includes Spring Valley High. It's a big district, 28,000 students, a majority who are black. Harmon has also worked as a school administrator in a district nearby. Like a lot of parents, when Harmon first saw that video 2 years ago, he was furious. It got to something he and the Black Parents Association had tough questions about for a long time. Questions about discipline and race in the Richland II school district and the role of school resource officers.
Is he a school police officer or is he a resource, as the name suggests? Is he there policing the kids or is he there to protect the kids?
Good questions. And for answers, I turn to Leon Lott, the Richland County Sheriff for more than two decades.
Well, they have many hats. That's why they call it a resource officer.
Lott explained to me how his department uses SROs. As in many other places around the country, SROs are deputized officers assigned to a school. And Lott says they have all kinds of roles as they walk the halls.
Educator, protector, counselor, a little bit of everything that's needed to build a relationship with our young people.
And of course, they enforce the law and make arrests if necessary. But there's one thing Lott says his SROs do not do. Discipline. Lott told journalists in 2015 that watching that Spring Valley video, it made him want to, quote, throw up. He fired the officer involved. And Sheriff Lott tells me now, what happened 2 years ago was a turning point for how people in his department, the district, and all across the country think about discipline in schools. Though the Richland II School District still has school resource officers, Lott says another thing needs to change, a state law that dates back to 1919.
Disturbing schools law.
The disturbing schools law was meant to protect students at girls' schools from obnoxious behavior from outside agitators, like flirting boys. Over the years, it was used for all kinds of things.
Just us sitting here right now, if you're chewing gum and I told you to take the gum out, and we're in a classroom, and you don't take it out, you could be arrested for disturbing school.
The people making those arrests? SROs. So that disturbing schools law was used by the officer at Spring Valley High to charge the girl he yanked from her desk and also another who filmed the incident. Those charges were eventually dropped. Lott says that law allowed SROs to interfere with exactly what he wanted them to avoid, discipline. And now lawmakers are trying to change that disturbing schools law. A big reason?
There's a disproportionate number of African-American kids who are affected by this statute.
That's Josh Gupta-Kagan. He's an assistant professor of law at the University of South Carolina.
So if you've got a kid who is black, there's a decent amount of research that shows that good, well-intentioned, not overtly racist people will look at that situation and judge it to be more threatening if it involves black kids.
And some of that research includes a recent report from Georgetown University. It shows that black girls are more than 2.5 times more likely to be referred to SROs than their white classmates. And they're almost 4 times as likely to get arrested in schools. Here in Columbia, South Carolina, the school district says that over the past few years, suspensions and expulsions are down overall and enrollment is up. And everyone says they learned a lot from that video 2 years ago and want to move on.
That was a very isolated event.
That's Helen Grant, the district's chief diversity officer. She says school resource officers know that their role is to address criminal misconduct.
We're hoping that our students become such good citizens that they are not participating in any criminal misconduct, so that students would not need to come into contact with the school resource officer.
Hugh Harmon and the other members of the Black Parents Association want their kids to be good citizens too. Except their worry isn't just about how their kids behave. It's about how they're treated. Kat Chow, NPR News.